Welcome to another Saturday morning and another Fair Shake. I'm Brian Emmons, and joining me on the Thompson Insurance Zoom line, like he does every week, it's producer Chip.
Good morning. Good to see you, Brino. Good to be back on just a regular Saturday morning. Those late Friday nights were tough.
Yeah, we're recording super early today as we're gonna. I'm gonna head up to Lafayette today, which we'll talk about in segment two. Another state championship attempt for the Murray Vikings. What a year that it has been. It's just been incredible.
What a year it's been. If anybody hasn't seen that, what was it, Barry Media that posted that photo of like all the trophies sitting in the office or whatever? That was incredible.
It really was. And, you know, I mean, in my short-lived broadcasting career, started doing this. Well, let's see. I'll be going into my, sixth year of girls basketball with Deco, but kind of eased into everything else as opportunities presented themselves. But I'm about to do this afternoon my fourth state championship game in four different sports. And
you're spoiled, Brino, in 6 years. If you were a Red Hill broadcaster for the last 53 years or whatever, however long the school's been, 53 years of Red Hill sports, 52 years, you would have had zero opportunity. There has never been a Red Hill. And so if you were, 52 years, zero, 6 years, you get four.
It's incredible. So, yeah. It's just incredible. And, you know, there's a lot of school. It's what we were laughing. I mean, and it's not making fun of other schools. This is supposed to be, you know, this is hard to do. Like you've said before, just winning sectionals is hard to do. Yeah. But, you know, somebody said that what they did just in the fall, people would love to have over the lifetime of your school. So, yeah, it's incredible. And I know that at least the people that I know are very much appreciating, you know, the ride that they're on and the kids of, you know, kids work hard, man. They do a good job. They do things the right way. And we'll see. And if it, I mean, I hate to continue to go back to that success factor. If it wasn't for the success factor, they would be doing this and even more so. So, you know, I mean, volleyball's already won a 2A. But, you know, not only for Barreve, though, things are, you know, I really think that Coach Boyd's going to get things going with the Hatchets again. And we'll see. I know the, you know, WC's got a new coach. And
yeah,
you know,
big name there at Washington Catholic.
Yeah, it took a lot of people by surprise. And we'll see. I hope Alex has success there. I know they had the a big shootout yesterday at the Birdcage. A few schools came in and had some games. So, it's going to be a long road back for Washington Catholic on the athletic front, but you know, they're trying to make changes to do it. So, we shall see. You know, I was listening to our theme music there when we opened up. I kind of had this idea I was going to switch our theme. You know, it's been, what, a couple, 3 years now, whatever. Yeah, but
coming up on
3 years, I haven't found anything yet that has jumped out at me. So
yeah, it's hard to match that song. I mean, those would be big shoes to fill for whichever song.
That's funny. When we were looking for the original song, I think that's like the second one you clicked. You know, you just do a random search on Apple or whatever for royalty-free, you know, music. And I think that was the second one I clicked on. And I'm like, I don't know if we're going to find one better than this. So
Gary says it reminds him of the Harlem Globetrotters when he hears it. So I kind of always think of that every time I hear it as well.
I never really thought of that. Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah. I never really thought of that though. So as of right now, that'll be our. And then I also thought, you know, we've got seven songs in our themes every week because that one, you know, is always there at the beginning. And I thought, well, maybe we'll just add an eighth regular song, but then it doesn't really announce the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have kind of that barrier to announce a new show. So,
Brian, it's the Fair Shake with Brian Emmons. So you make whatever decision you want here. But I was told a long time ago by Mike Ray, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay. So don't feel like you're in a hurry.
All right. We won't fix it for sure. Hey, I did want to mention July 4th. We've kind of teased it in and out. And as we are getting closer now, you're going to start hearing promos coming up probably next week. basically what we're doing on July 4th, one of my crazy ideas that I have sometimes, we are, you know, with this being the 250th, you know, anniversary of or birthday of our country, you know, people that were alive back in 76, that was a, you know, that was a big deal. It was everywhere, you know, as you came onto the bicentennial. And so what we're going to do, something, again, that I don't know many other local radio stations are doing, and maybe they shouldn't, but we are going to transform your radio and hopefully sound, music, DJ, and everything. We are going to transform your radio back to July 4th, 1976, and we'll see what happens.
I can't wait. I have some. Those are some of my earliest memories. I vaguely kind of remember that summer and buying a little flag at the Tresslers there in Lawrenceville. But yeah, I'm excited to be part of this. It's going to be a good time.
Well, and your DJ for the day is Electric Tommy Volt, and his
we'll bring Tommy in.
His Electric Tommy Volt and his catchphrase is "Feel the Power." We're going to have commercials from businesses in 1976 in the area, so you may hear some vintage commercials. So all kinds of stuff. But what the idea is, when you flip on the radio that day to listen to Fair Shake, and by the way, not just 1 hour, it's going to be a 2 hour megasode of Fair Shake, but you will tune in to what it sounded like or close there in 1976.
Can't wait.
So that's coming up this July 4th on your radio. We're already making plans for our Christmas show, A Fair Shake Christmas 2.
Yeah.
That will be, we'll turn this into a little playhouse here again this year. So lots of different guests. So stay tuned for that. But lots of good stuff coming. We check in occasionally on what we're streaming or watching or whatnot, reading. You got anything you want to recommend to the folks?
Don't have any big recommendations right now. I was looking at that on the agenda. I've been watching a little bit of Family Ties lately. So,
really? Family Ties.
Yes. I wanted to go into the Tom Hanks episodes. That's what I wanted to get into first, and then I've been watching some of the other ones. Uncle Ned, man, you got to watch that episode.
You got to watch season, that character, yeah.
Season 2, that's a powerful episode when Uncle Ned, I won't give away, I think it's season 2, episode 15 maybe, but...
let's just say Uncle Ned's fighting his demons.
Yes, let's just leave it at that.
So, I would give a recommendation. At one time I said go watch Rooster on HBO with Steve Carell. I thought it was really good. Kind of in the same vein of that, more of a, we'll not say adult, like it's, you know, what do you call it? Like it's racy, not that sort of adult, like adult mature humor is 4 seasons on Netflix. Really good. It's Tina Fey. Steve Carell is in this as well. Will Forte. And really good. It's based on the old Alan Alda movie from the 70s, basically, where there's a group of couples that go on vacation together. They're all college friends and their spouses come and they go on vacations and really, really good show. I think it's funny. Tina Fey is hilarious. Obviously, Carell and Forte. So you might tune that in. It's on Netflix, called 4 Seasons. And it's just finished season 2, only 30 to 35 minute episodes. So you can blow through those pretty quick.
And I don't stream near as much as you do, but I will tell you a couple shows I do stream. The Bear comes out with its final season.
I have not ever started that, and I need to.
I enjoy it. Some people think the last couple seasons have drug a little bit, but I like it. And then Ted Lasso, of course, has a new season coming out sometime later this summer, later this year. So those are two that I do watch that I cannot wait until the new seasons come out for those. So,
yeah,
if you haven't watched either one of those, I definitely recommend. Definitely Ted Lasso. You got to watch it.
Yeah, I need to watch The Bear because that's set in a setting that you and I are very familiar in.
Near and dear to our heart.
And I think... Let's see, the guy that's in The Bear, I know, played Bruce Springsteen in that movie. Was he in the Iron Claw that we talked about?
Yeah, he played...
Carrie, right?
Carrie, yeah, he played Carrie.
The guy that I said, Carrie's like 6'3", whatever, yes. And he's about...
Yep, I almost mentioned The Bear on last week's episode when you said that.
Yes. So now the Iron Claw making its second appearance in 2 weeks on Fair Shake. All right, well, let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk about high school postseason action around the area. When we come back on Fair Shake. When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSyn gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein-level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Honestly, that's pretty much it. IntelliSyn, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
The Razor 94.5 WRZR is proud to present another great live show at the Astra Theater on the Square in downtown Jasper. Saturday night, June 13th, get ready for the Y Store with special guest Stackin' Eights live at the Astra. Back of water. Get your tickets now at astratheater.com and come out for a great night of live music featuring the Y Store with Stackin' Eights, Saturday, June 13th at the Astra on the Square in downtown Jasper. Proudly presented by the Razor 94.5 WRZR. Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information. Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. For today, as we start the weekend, mostly sunny, not bad at all. High temperatures around 85 degrees. We'll then see some scattered showers and thunderstorms roll in late overnight as lows drop to 68. Showers Sunday morning, scattered showers the rest of the day, but much cooler after the rain. High Sunday at 78 degrees. Monday looks mostly sunny. We're only going to see a high of 76.
Go ahead, sing along. Memories 107.9. Well, I could say day.
We're back on Fair Shake. Producer Chip and I laughing in the break that the Von Erich movie has now raised its head 2 weeks in a row. Good stuff. We talked about the fantastic postseason that it's been, you know, for Barrieve in many sports, and that continues today. But also, the North Davies Cougars are going to be playing baseball today. That's at Mitchell. You can hear that on Razor Radio Sports. They'll come on the air about 10:45. It's Greg Bateman and Braden Wesner on the call over at Mitchell today. And Chip, you know a little bit about postseason baseball and how fun and tense it can be.
Oh my gosh. Postseason baseball is its own. The fact that you cannot put your best team on the field two games in a row. If you know what, if you're following me there, that it's the only sport where you cannot put the same team out consecutive games. It's just so. You never know what's going to happen. That's why in baseball you often see series played. The one and done scenario makes it enthralling in the postseason.
Yeah, so that's actually
looking forward to that call today. Yeah,
that's actually a great point.
You got to have a deep pitching staff to do well in the postseason.
Well, and Deco and I, when we were recording the Road to State, we were talking about that. It's just such. I'm really just now immersing myself in softball, having started calling the games this year, and it's such a difference. Where in softball, like you just said, you put it perfectly. You can't put the best team in softball. You can. Barrieve basically does the same every game. They start Haley Huff, and then when she either gets in trouble or gets tired or whatnot, they bring in Charlie Perazis, and they do that every single game. And there's some schools that only have one, really.
Yeah, yeah, pitches the whole season. And when I say not your best team, it's not that I'm saying anything against the
you're not the one starter.
The really good teams have three to four, sometimes three, four aces on their team, so they can put an A team out there every night, and that's how you do well in the postseason.
Yeah, for sure. So if the Cougs will win at 11, they will play the winner of the 1 o'clock game. That's Greenwood Christian and Northeast Dubois. The Jeeps, no strangers to anybody around here. And then the two winners will play that night, Saturday night at 7 p.m. over in Mitchell. So I know Greg Bateman, Greg made a trip over to Mitchell to take a look at the press box this week. I've never seen a broadcaster do a scouting trip, but Greg
did. Great. I love the dedication. He's a great listener. That's one of the great things about getting involved in radio over here is kind of getting to know some of these voices like Greg Bateman and listen to their calls. He's a legend.
Yep. So listen to the Cougs at 11, and then you can tune in between games. Hopefully they'll have two. Coach Barry and the squad will play at 7 p.m. At 4 o'clock, or actually it's a 4:30 first pitch. It's at Purdue's Biddinger Stadium, Bar Reeve, and Chip, the South Central Satellites going at it. Never heard that nickname.
Heard that as a nickname before. That's a new one.
Yep, the South Central Satellites. They're 22-8, Union Mills, Indiana. It's up near LaPorte, so that's who Bar Reeve will take on. And like I said, it's on the general. Myself, Mike DeCourcy will have the road to state starting at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll start the regular pregame show. And then I think it's actually a 4:34 first pitch is by the IHSA sheets. That 4:34. So go ahead and synchronize your watch now. And we'll see. Haley Huff most likely will be on the mound for the Vikings. I'm sure Zane Sample's going to be on the mound for the Cougs. So hopefully, like you say, we go on the air. Hopefully North Davis is listening to us, preparing for their championship game at 7 o'clock. It's been a magical year all the way around. Golf Regional yesterday did not go as I had hoped and planned and predicted. I thought there was a decent chance that both Bar Reeve and Washington could get out. Bar Reeve had some struggles, especially on the back nine. They looked to be in pretty good shape in that regional as they made the turn. Back nine troubles got the Vikings, and they shoot a 310. Hatchett's finished right in front of them, and I knew they had shot a 305. And I thought, honestly, 305 was the number. You know, we all kind of make our guesses of those numbers that'll get you out before a big tournament. And 305 was one that I felt pretty comfortable with based on, you know, and you too, and Mook, we've all watched these golf teams pretty closely this year because of the fantasy league. And I thought 305 would get you out, but it just didn't. It was no better than a tie for fourth, unfortunately. But three fantastic sub 300 scores. Castle, who I believe you've got. Okay.
In the fantasy league. Castle Knights. Yep. Second round draft pick.
Yeah. So they shot a just an incredible 291. Bloomington South 295. Memorial 299. That one shocked me a bit that Memorial gets out. But these are teams that Washington and Bar Reeve had beaten, you know, a couple of times this year during the season. But yesterday just wasn't the day to do it. And again, Washington, I mean, they shot 305. It's a great score most days. And just yesterday, the other three just went really low. And I know the Lamborn kid from Castle that medaled, I think he was four, if I remember it, he was four under after eight holes. True. And I mean, that just, so he got off to a blistering start. And there were times when that wind was blowing out there.
Okay. I watched. So it was not ideal conditions on the course in Montgomery yesterday.
At times it was, but when that wind would really kick up, it could get. Matter of fact, we had a bunch of people in the backyard. My daughter and the neighbor Rhett, where they did a hot dog and lemonade stand and raised money for. And I'm not going to remember the name of the exact charity, but it's one of those that do like backpacks for kids that need meals and things like that. And and by the way, kudos to golf fans in Southwest Indiana that were here. Those two little kids made over $700 to send to that backpack program.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so really good stuff. And they did the work. I helped with the hot dogs, and my neighbor Leah did the lemonade, but Dylan and her friend Belle May and Rhett did the work, and they sold a lot of lemonade and a lot of hot dogs out there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, over $700 they raised. So you know, good job to all the golf fans that chipped in on that. Matter of fact, one guy, before we even brought the hot dogs out, a guy, it would be in the group with that Ligoti was in. So yeah. I don't know who it was. I wasn't out there. Guy just gave him $100 bill right off the bat, gave him $100. So pretty cool stuff.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, I was back there with them and watching because Bar Reeve was about to come through, and Springs Valley kid had a little chip, and it was about maybe 15 yards. He wasn't very far off the green, but hit a lob wedge. And about that time, a gust blew up. And his, I mean, I was standing right looking down the line to the pin. His ball probably moved 6 feet offline of where he hit it. That's how hard that gust was. So it wasn't just simple conditions where kids just went out and had the green light all day. They had to play golf, and, and they did it. So the season's going to end for Trey Miller's Washington Hatchets and Kevin Johnson's Ligoti Lions, Bar Reeves, Matt Anderson. They had a good year. All three of them set some school records and different things, but that'll put a wrap on the golf season. So we're down to two. Who's going to be the last one standing? We'll see. It could be the Cougs. It's either the Cougs or the Viking softball team of the area sports. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Yes.
So good stuff there. So tune in to the two stations and listen to those. What else we got? National League Central is just all over the place, although the Brewers are
I mean, the Brewers just every year. I can't believe people thought that they weren't the favorite this year. I mean, they're the favorite every year until they prove they're not. And it's been a weird year for the Cubs. Two 10-game winning streaks and a 10-game losing streak in a 6-week span.
Yeah.
So they were thank goodness they had that span where they were 20-3.
Yeah.
Or they'd be way out of it right now.
It seemed for a while like they couldn't lose, and then it seemed for a while like they couldn't win. That was crazy.
And now they're just kind of who they are, which looks like just kind of a slightly below average team is what they look like right now. But a lot of injuries, but when they all start hitting, they'll be, but they've gone over a month where they have not hit. And wild card's still always in play though. I mean, they're still very much in the wild card hunt.
Yeah. I mean, they're 3.5 games out of second place, you know, and there for a while for those first 4 weeks, that's National League Central standings could turn over every week.
Oh, yeah.
It was just back and forth and back and forth, but starting to settle in now. And listen, we cover the Reds on the general, and I know there's a lot of Reds fans around here. I don't know. When's it going to happen? We keep hearing every year that this team is, boy, they're right on the verge. They're right on the verge, and they just can't get it going. And they're sitting down there in last place again, 9.5 games out.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're still, I guess they're still in the wild card 100%. Hunt as well. But, baseball's always better when the Reds are good. I like it when the Reds are good because us being from the 70s and 80s, I mean, that's how we remember that we were born into the Reds being dominant. So, 50-year anniversary of the Big Red Machine, 1976 version.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So, yeah, keep watching that. We'll keep rooting for our Cubbies. You keep rooting for your team and listen to the Reds on the general. I don't even want to talk about the New York Knicks. I can't stand them as a
Pacers. What a series. What a game on Wednesday. It was amazing. Incredible win.
Yeah, it was. I got to give it to him. San Antonio had a lot to do with that, but I don't even want to talk about the Knicks as a Pacers fan. So, hey, let's do this. Let's take a break. Chip, thanks for, as always, being on the Thompson Insurance Zoom line today, talking about all that good stuff. Next up on Fair Shake, you'll hear a story about one of only three men in music history who has sold 100 million albums, both as part of a group and as a solo artist. And the other two are Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Who is it we're talking about? You'll find out when Fair Shake returns. Right after this.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat. Gators getting close, hasn't got me yet.
Get ready for the ultimate race to success with Bobcat of Daviess County. Whether you're digging, hauling, or grading, Bobcat has you covered with our top-of-the-line equipment. So, if you want to stay ahead of the pack, come see us off Highway 50 in Washington. Because when it comes to speed and precision, we're the true champions. Visit Bobcat of Davies County today and experience the thrill of victory with our unbeatable selection and expert service. Race ahead with Bobcat.
We are Bobcat of Davies County.
Rhodes Automotive is your reliable, prompt, and affordable auto repair. Whether you drive a car, SUV, truck, or diesel truck, Rhodes Automotive has you covered. Their technicians are ASE certified, and there's a 4-year, 48,000-mile warranty on all parts and labor. But here's the best about Rhodes Automotive. They offer a free shuttle service to get you to work or home while your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Business hours Monday through Thursday, 7 to 6, 812-642-5020.
Stop by and see Mark with Procom Satellite. Procom Satellite is proud to be the local entertainment expert of Washington for 14 years in Cali. Come visit today for an in-person demonstration of the Hopper Whole Home DVR from Dish and learn all the tips and tricks to make entertainment easy. When you shop with Procom Satellite, not only will you get the best-in-class customer service, you'll also be supporting your local community. Call 812-257-0333 or visit us today.
Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. For today, as we start the weekend, mostly sunny, not bad at all. High temperatures around 85 degrees. We'll then see some scattered showers and thunderstorms roll in late overnight as lows drop to 68. Showers Sunday morning, scattered showers the rest of the day, but much cooler after the rain. High Sunday at 78 degrees. Monday looks mostly sunny. We're only going to see a high of 76.
We sing along to every song. Yeah, it's true. Memories 107.9.
Welcome back to Fair Shake. Every once in a while, somebody gets so hot that the normal rules don't apply. In baseball, it'd be equivalent of a guy throwing so hard nobody can hit him. Well, for about 10 years, Phil Collins was that guy in music. What made it unusual was he didn't look like a rock star. He looked like your eye doctor. He looked like the guy explaining your insurance premiums. Yet somehow that guy became one of the biggest stars in the world. Today on Fair Shake, we're talking about one of the most remarkable runs in music history. We've titled this Throwing 100 Miles Per Hour, Phil Collins in the 80s. Before Phil Collins was throwing flames, he was learning the game at a band called Genesis. Early Genesis wasn't pop music. It was progressive rock, or prog rock as it's called. Washington Times Herald sports editor Todd Lancaster gave me a TED talk on prog rock this week as I was writing this story. Besides Genesis, it was bands like Emerson, Lake and Palmer, King Crimson, Pink Floyd, Rush. Long songs, complicated arrangements, time changes. Lyrics that sounded like they came from a fantasy novel. In Genesis, Peter Gabriel was the star. Phil Collins was just the drummer. Nobody was pointing to the drummer and saying, there's the future superstar. Then Gabriel left. Genesis auditioned singers, but nothing really clicked. Finally, somebody said, why didn't Phil try? That's like replacing your quarterback with the left guard. But somehow, it worked. Genesis became more accessible. The hooks got bigger. The audiences definitely got larger. Suddenly, the drummer from the prog rock band was becoming one of the most recognizable voices in music.
There must be some misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake.
And while Phil Collins was becoming a solo superstar, the band wasn't struggling. Invisible Touch became the band's only number one hit in America. Most musicians hope to have one successful act. Phil Collins now had two. At this point, he wasn't just throwing heat. He was pitching a doubleheader, and he was winning both games.
She sees the hat, invisible touch, yeah. She reaches in and grabs my heart.
Well, then came In the Air Tonight.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's to the rose. Some stranger to you and me.
Maybe the most famous drum fill in rock history. Everybody knows it. Yet the real magic in that song is the buildup. The tension, the loneliness, the frustration. Phil Collins became famous for about 4 seconds of drumming. But the fill only works because of the 3 minutes before it. The drums aren't the story. They're more like the release. Maya Angelou said that people will forget what you said and what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And that is Phil Collins. When I think about that idea, I guess I always come back to Against All Odds. For most of the song, he's singing against the odds. Then at the very end, he changes it against all odds. Every time I hear it, it gives me chills. Suddenly, the song becomes bigger than one relationship. It's every setback you've ever faced. And that's what great songwriters do. They take something personal, make it universal. And somehow, the drummer from Genesis had become one of the biggest stars in the world. But the hottest part of the streak was still ahead. For more Fair Shake after these words from our sponsors, for a little bit more of Throwing 100 Miles Per Hour, Phil Collins in the 80s.
Take a look at me now.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
Bring the family and come out for great fun at the Lagodi Summerfest, June 18th through the 20th at the Lagodi Gathering Pavilion. Opening night on Thursday, it's the Queen Pageant starting at 6 p.m., followed by live music from First in Maine. Vendors with great food will be set up all around downtown, along with awesome rides for the kids from Lark Ranch. Don't miss opening night at the Lagodi Summerfest, Thursday, June 18th. Follow the Lagodi Summerfest Facebook page for all the details.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSign gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Well, that was easy. IntelliSign, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. For today, as we start the weekend, mostly sunny, not bad at all. High temperatures around 85 degrees. We'll then see some scattered showers and thunderstorms roll in late overnight as lows drop to 68. Showers Sunday morning, scattered showers the rest of the day, but much cooler after the rain. High Sunday at 78 degrees. Monday looks mostly sunny. We're only going to see a high of 76.
At Memories 107.9, we asked all our friends, and they love this song.
One more night, cause I can't live forever. Give me just one.
Welcome back to the final segment of Fair Shake with Brian Emmons. If the first half of this story is about how Phil Collins became a star, this half is about how he became unavoidable. One More Night is simple on paper. A guy asking for one more chance. We've all been there. That's why it connected. It wasn't about Phil Collins, it was kind of about us. You never feel like he's performing at you. You feel like he's sitting across the table talking to you. Sussudio catches grief from critics, but not every song has to change your life. Sometimes a song just has to make you smile. The horns, the groove, the energy. 40 years later, it's still fun. About the album No Jacket Required. Sussudio, One More Night, Don't Lose My Number, Take Me Home. That's the musical equivalent of hitting about 390 with 50 homers. Everything he touched worked. Easy Lover is just pure adrenaline. I've joked many times that the length of Easy Lover is how long it should take a man to get ready for the evening. That's per Ted Lasso. The drums are moving, guitars moving, vocals are awesome. Everything feels alive. And the video is just as good. No giant storyline, no special effects, just Phil Collins and Earth, Wind & Fire's Philip Bailey having the time of their lives. Longing quite like Phil Collins. And here's something people forget. The guitar solo is Eric Clapton. The best musicians in the world wanted to work with Phil Collins in the 80s. Musicians knew how talented that he really was. Take Me Home might be my favorite video of Phil's after Easy Lover. Collins moving through London, Paris, New York, Tokyo. The song means something a little different at 57 than it did at 17. You think about family and friends, the places you've been, the people waiting for you when you get there. That's not a song, that's a feeling. Take that look up. Live Aid. Collins performs in London, gets on the Concorde, flies across the Atlantic, then performs in Philadelphia. the same day. Now, today that sounds impossible. But I'm telling you, in 1985, it sounded really impossible. No drama, no ego, just, sure, I'll do both.
Good afternoon, Wembley. Good afternoon, Philadelphia. And the world. Oh. See if I can get through this. This is called Against All Odds.
Good evening, Philadelphia. Good evening, America. Good evening, London. And good evening, the world. I was in England this afternoon. Funny old world, isn't it? But this is the other song that I know on the piano.
By the late 1980s, Phil Collins was absolutely everywhere. And people got a little tired of him. Not because the songs got bad, but because there was so much Phil Collins. The criticism did eventually fade, but man, the songs didn't.
Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in paradise. Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for
most artists get one big run at it. Phil Collins got two, maybe three. Then Disney called. A whole new generation discovered him through Tarzan and You'll Be In My Heart. Maybe that's what makes his greatest accomplishment. Not the awards or the record sales, but those feelings. First heartbreak, against all odds. Late night drive, in the air tonight. Windows down, she's an easy lover. Need a smile? Susudio. Feeling homesick, take me home. That's not one hit. That's not just a career. That's kind of the soundtrack of a part of your life. 40 years later, we're still listening because Phil Collins never just sang songs. He made us feel them. And that's why for about a decade, Phil Collins was throwing 100 miles an hour. And as he takes us home, I want to thank our sponsors. We couldn't do this show without them. You know that. I say it every week, but it's true. Thanks to producer Chip for teaming up with me on this little radio show we do each and every week. Thanks to Dink and the writing staff for all their hard work this week. But most importantly, thank you. There's a whole lot of things you could be doing on this state tournament Saturday, and we appreciate you giving us a fair shake. On behalf of Phil Collins and producer Chip, I'm Brian Emmons. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Mr. Collins, take us home.